Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this fine food Friday, March 15th. I'm Ray Graff. Just in time for St. Patrick's Day, the team from Katie O'Byrne's Irish Pub in Schenectady are in the studio with their favorite Irish foods. Owner John Maloney is here. Chef Greg Page is here. They brought along bangers and mash, shepherd's pie, corned beef and cabbage. Oh, it's Irish today on Food Friday. The number to call is 800-348-2551, 800-348-2551. If you have a question about preparing that favorite Irish dish of yours, 800-348-2551, or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Irish food, your calls coming up on Vox Pop right after the news. Hello once again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. It's Food Friday, and today we welcome the folks from Katie O'Byrne's Irish Pub in Schenectady, New York. Owner John Maloney and Chef Greg Page are here with their Irish food favorites ahead of St. Patrick's Day on Sunday. The restaurant story begins with Katie's 1899 birth in Dublin, Ireland. She was the inspiration that led four local Irish Americans, including Katie's grandson, John Maloney, to establish the pub in downtown Schenectady that celebrates all things Irish. John and Greg, welcome to Food Friday.
Thank you very much.
Nice to have you guys here. The number to call is 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. If you have a question about how to prepare that Irish dish you've always wanted to ask, this is the time, 800-348-2551. Or you can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. Well, before we get going here, gentlemen, you brought some good-looking food. You've been upstairs toiling in the kitchen. What do we have here?
Well, it looks like we got Chef Greg made some shepherd's pie. We got some bangers and mash.
Nice.
And the traditional corned beef and cabbage with potatoes and carrots.
You made all that upstairs before the show?
I did it all.
That's pretty impressive. That might be, one of the handful of times we've actually done something like this in the actual kitchen upstairs. So, good work.
Yes.
Tell us about Katie O'Byrne's. I guess I've never been.
Katie O'Byrne's was originated. We started it 13 years ago this July. Three good friends of mine that we grew up together decided we wanted to open up an Irish pub, and I named it after my grandmother.
Yeah.
Her name was Kathleen O'Byrne.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And she came over from Dublin, Ireland when she was 16 years old, and we were very close, and I said that'd be a perfect name for it.
And you're ready for St. Patrick's Day, the celebration? Probably tonight's big night, huh?
Yeah, tonight kicks things off. We got some live music, and then tomorrow starts with our kegs and eggs at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Kegs and eggs?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You're speaking my language,
yeah,
man. Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, and then we have a big tent out front, and bands and beer trucks and all kinds of music.
Now, be honest with me. Now, you're of direct Irish heritage.
Correct.
You get the sort of feel that, it can be amateur night there.
It could be. Yeah, it has a lot. Yes, it does.
People talking in fake Irish accents and whatnot.
Everybody wants to be Irish on St. Patrick's
Day. Does it annoy you? Does it annoy you?
A little bit, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Greg, how long have you been with the firm?
With them? I've been them for about a year now.
Yeah? Are you enjoying it?
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. It's great. You know what I mean? It's a great family. I enjoy working for them and stuff. Everybody's well.
Is John Maloney tough to work for?
He has his ups and downs.
I bet he does. I bet he's got that Irish temper, right?
Yeah, we all do.
All right. Fair enough.
Especially working in a hot kitchen.
I hear that. Well, our number is 800-348-2551. The lines are already beginning to load up, so let's take a call or two, and then we'll take a break here about 20 after. We'll try some of this delicious food. Let's go to Chris in Latham. Chris, you're on.
Hi, how are you? I just want to say I love Katie O'Byrne's. Whenever my wife or are in Schenectady, we always make an excuse to go over there. It's a great place.
Outstanding.
Let's start with the basics. I am a corned beef fanatic, but I've done it four different ways. I've smoked it, crock pot, boiled it, baked it. I've kind of found boiling is the best way. But I'm wondering what you guys do, because I've had yours, and it's really good. It's moist throughout. And I'm just wondering, what do you guys do? Are there any tricks? Some people add broth. Some people do different things.
Well, what we like to do, we like to cover it halfway with just our beer and the beer that we use. And then we'll add our sugar to it, and then we put our pickle and spice into it. Then we cover it with water. You got to make sure you cover the whole thing with water, because throughout the process, you don't want the water to cook all the way out. Otherwise, when you're at the end of it, it's just dried, burnt sugar broth. So my best
it sounds like it
Go on.
No, I'm sorry. I was going to say, it sounds like it's half beer and half water.
Yeah, that's what I do. But by the time that the corned beef is actually done cooking, all the water actually cooks out. So you're left with just the beer product left at the end, and you can use that to rewarm up your corned beefs and things like that.
Okay. And where do you get your cuts? Is it, are you allowed to say, or I mean, is it someplace local? I mean, there's different types of Cavonia and stuff, and I'm wondering what you guys.
I guess you could say, yeah.
We use our local purveyor. Our local purveyor is Reliable Brothers.
Okay.
All right. Well, good luck, Chris.
All right. Very good.
Thanks for the call. I got to say, that corned beef does look delicious. Looks very lean, though. I'm surprised.
We'll dig in.
The way my mom used to make it, it was pretty fatty, you know? That looks like a nice piece of meat right there. You got some carrots on there.
Carrots and some salt potatoes and some cabbage.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That is perfect. Absolutely. We'll dig in soon. I guess, you know, you didn't bring the beer, so that's
well, I got some nice Jameson. You know what I mean? Have a little Irish mule.
You hold it out on me, John.
I am.
Mahoney.
Well,
all
I got
right.
some for you here.
Well, break it out, Daddy-O. Let's
all
take,
right.
a, take
all
the
right,
next
I'll make
call.
You one here.
800-348-2551 is the number. We are joined today by John Maloney, who is the owner of Katie O'Byrne's Irish Pub in Schenectady, and Chef Greg Page from Katie O'Byrne's. If you have a question about Irish cooking or eating or drinking, now's the time to call. Heather in Greenville. Heather, you're on.
Hi. I'm actually cooking corned beef for my family for the first time this year, so it's another corned beef question.
Okay.
I was wondering exactly what type of beer that you use, and then if you put the vegetables in when you put the corned beef in, or do you wait?
So the beer I use, we use Guinness, and then we'll just use that. And like I said, we water the Guinness down so that it doesn't cook all the way out. So by the time the cooking process is over, just the Guinness is left. What was the other question?
Also, when is the right time to put the other vegetables in?
The vegetables. So what I like to do, I actually like to cook them separately. So what I'll actually do is cook the corned beef. Depending on how you do it, if you're going to boil it, what you do, you boil the corned beef in the water. Then you take the corned beefs out when they're all done. And then you could throw all your vegetables right into that broth and just finish the cooking process with like that.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Heather. We appreciate the call. It's Food Friday, 800-348-2551, the number. Oh, yeah. Getting ready for St. Patty's Day with John Maloney and Greg Page of Katie O'Byrne's. That bangers and mash looks absolutely delicious. What is the gravy on that?
The gravy is a homemade brown gravy. So we use a beef stock to which we thickened with our own roux. We use the brown roux. So you'll take your butter, you'll melt your butter, and then you add the flour to that. You bring that to a brown color look, and it's called your brown roux. Then after that, then it just turns into your thickener. Add your stock to that and just eat away.
And what kind of sausage?
The sausage, they're bangers.
Right, but it's veal?
Irish. No, it's a pork sausage.
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. It's kind of it reminds me of some of the veal sausages that you get from German purveyors. But that looks beautiful. Kind of a nice.
That's a big
color.
Seller. That's a bangers and mashers. We sell a lot of our Irish entrees. It's a very big seller. He could tell you how much corned beef he's cooked in the last week and a half.
Oh, let me guess. 4 pounds.
Yes.
No.
Pretty close.
No, really wrong.
But but it was actually 1,350.
Holy mackerel! That's incredible.
Beef. Yeah.
That's a lot of corned beef.
Yeah. Amazing amount.
All right, we got a drink here before we take our break here. Yes. What do we have here, John Maloney?
This is an Irish mule. It's a little bit of Jameson and some ginger beer and some lemon.
I love this drink.
Yeah, it's
Thank
delicious.
You. Hey, cheers. What ginger beer are we using?
That's Saranac.
Very nice.
Saranac ginger beer.
Oh, that's good stuff.
All Tasty, right. right?
Yeah. Well, let's take a break and have another swill. We'll have a little food. 800-348-2551 is the number. It's Food Friday and St. Patrick's Day Irish Fair with the folks from Katie O'Byrne's. We'll be back. Oh, the corned beef is fantastic. It's a Food Friday. We are here with John Maloney and Greg Page from Katie O'Byrne's Irish Pub in Schenectady, New York. And, you know, they did 1,000 pounds of corned beef in the last week or so.
and I suspect there'll be some more consumed in the next 72 hours. The corned beef is fantastic. My gosh.
Thank you.
It's tender, but again, you know, the way I remember it, my mom was of Irish extraction, or half of one side of her family was anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Very fatty. I mean, yeah. So do you guys trim this down before you cook it up?
It's all trimmed down. I think the majority of people years ago used to boil it. It was always boiled. Yeah.
Yeah, we do trim it down. We try to get most of the fat off of it for the consumer and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We get, just based upon the reaction and everything from the people, what we like to see are clean plates at the end. You know, we don't want to see anything left over, even our steaks and things like that. We try taking as much fat off as we can.
And you get offended when people leave stuff on the, do you follow them out into the parking lot and say, what the heck are you doing? There's another bite there. Come on, cut it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Need a doggy bag or something? Yeah.
Tell us, before we get back to the phones, and we do have an email here. The number is 800-348-2551. Before we get back to the phones, tell us about the shepherd's pie. It's delicious.
The shepherd's pie. It is. It's delicious. I love shepherd's pie. But what we do, we stay from the untraditional routes. We use ground beef in it rather than lamb, like most people do. But
now, is this just an economic decision, or is this, more palatable to your customers?
More palatable to our customers.
Okay.
Like, we can, it's more diverse. So, I mean, the kids, the grown-ups, and everybody are more willing to buy it than if we had the lamb and stuff into it.
Mm-hmm.
People really enjoy it.
What's in it?
Yeah. What's in it?
Yeah.
So we have our mirepoix of just carrot, onion, and celery. And then we add our peas and our corn to it. And then we do ground beef, and we make our own gravy that goes with it.
I love the gravy.
Potatoes.
It's a great mixture of flavors. You really can taste the veggies in there, and it doesn't all taste like one thing. It's really nice.
No, it's delicious. It really is.
Our number here is 800-348-2551, Irish Fare on the program today with John Maloney and Greg Page of Katie O'Byrne's. And this email came in from Christine. Christine says, while I'm not Irish, I do like the traditional food. Good recipe for your wonderful bread.
Yeah, that's his bread. He makes all our breads at the restaurant.
That's almost a full-time job right there.
For the most part. I do all the breads. I do the brioche and stuff like that, our burger bun steak rolls. I've been making ciabatta breads and other things like that.
So,
but the real winner of making the soda bread is
my mom makes Irish soda bread for the restaurant.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm not sure which wonderful bread Christine's talking about, but let's assume it's the soda bread. Give us a good recipe that you've seen your mom do.
She won't tell me the recipe.
Really?
That's just a thing, you know what I mean?
Well,
but it's delicious. She's making 16 to 18 loaves for tomorrow, so it's just in her kitchen. So,
are you paying her?
Yeah.
No. Well, good for you. All right, let's go back to the phones. I think we're into some hot water here.
Yeah, we are.
800-348-2551 is the number. Greg Page and John Maloney are here from Katie O'Byrne's. And let's go over to Ralph in Schenectady. Ralph, you're on.
Yeah, hello, Ray. I'm a regular listener. I love your show.
Thanks.
Hello to Chef Greg and Mr. Maloney. But I heard him say that my question is, I heard him say that they're having a kegs and eggs, and I'm just wondering if they're going to have like a regular Irish breakfast, like with the fried tomatoes and beans and blood pudding.
No.
And also, are they going to have, I'm sure they must have Guinness on tap, and I'm wondering if they're going to have buckets of JMO with it.
Buckets of what?
Jameson, I believe that's what he's saying. JMO, yeah. That's what they call it. Yeah.
All right.
Always buckets of JMO, absolutely.
All right, well, thank you, Ralph.
All right, well.
Appreciate it.
Are you gonna have the blood pudding and the fried tomatoes and the beans?
No, not this year. We're not going to do that this year. That's not too many people are
going for the blood pudding.
No, not at all.
What if you call it something else?
Yeah, right, yep.
All right, Ralph. Hey, man, thanks for the call. The number here is 800-348-2551. Kegs and eggs, though. I mean, beer and eggs, that's a recipe for some gas. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah, indeed it is.
Ah, all right. Well, keep the ventilation well in the shop. But Tommy in Niskayuna. Tommy, you're on.
Hey, guys. I just want to say when I go down to Proctor's or downtown Schenectady, Katie O'Byrne's, they do it right. Nice, clean, great Irish pub. And I've been there for that kegs and eggs. I don't know what they do to that corned beef hash, but it's the best I've ever had.
Well, thank you very much.
Oh, you guys make the corned beef hash, too? I didn't realize. Thank you for the call, Tommy.
Yeah,
that's one of my favorite things in the entire world. You know, put the eggs right on top.
Oh, yeah, 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 definitely.
I mean, you know, I'm from old school. I'll put ketchup on it. I don't know. Is that okay?
Or do
you
guys frown? So do I, absolutely.
You don't frown on that sort of thing?
Mm-hmm. It's the fancy red sauce. Uh-huh.
That's our number here is 800-348-2551. It is Food Friday, and we do have some folks from Katie O'Byrne's here to talk Irish cooking. John Maloney and Greg Page are here. How long have you been in the biz, Greg?
The business I've been in for a while now. I took a long stride. I'm 10 years in now. I've gone to SCC, done the culinary program there and stuff.
About
to
graduate from that. That's a
good program. Oh, yeah, great. They're great mentors, great teachers, great chefs. You know, very involved in the economic system with the upcoming businesses and things like that, too. So,
yeah.
Great people.
And have you had any difficulty sort of figuring out the old Irish ways of cooking?
For the most part. But I've been trying to figure it out, just trying to apply my basic knowledge of things to it. And it's pretty straightforward for most of the cooking in the kitchen.
Yeah.
The main thing was just getting that corned beef right, getting it to the right tenderness and everything like that.
And it's
just
really tender. I mean, you do a good job. But hey,
John, he does a heck of a job, I'll tell you that.
John Maloney, has there ever been the point where your mom comes down and say, what is Greg doing?
No, she actually is very complimentary of Chef Greg. He's doing a fantastic job. He's really turned the kitchen around for us in a big way.
Nice. And will she, you think, ever give him the soda bread recipe?
She may. She may. Not me, but she may give it to him.
All right, back to the phones. 800-348-2551 is the number. Dustin in Poughkeepsie. Dustin, you're on.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Good.
I had a question. Every year when I go to the grocery store and I pick up corned beef, I see that there's several different cuts that they have in the case. And I've always wondered what the difference was and which is the best. Could you explain that to me?
The best is pretty much a preference of yourself. What we like to use, we use the brisket. So we use the whole brisket itself. I feel as though my concern really is getting dinners and stuff out of it. I like the bottom part of the brisket because I can pull my dinners out of that. But the brisket's the best. I can't really explain the difference between
the different things. It's probably all how you cook it, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I do a slow roast on that. I can do 12 hours sometimes at 250, real low and slow, just overnight.
You want to follow up, Dustin?
No, that pretty much answered it. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Yeah, well, you know, brisket can be tough. I mean, it can be tough. So you go at least 12 hours with yours?
Yeah, it depends on what I have to do during the day and stuff. But my favorite thing to do is to roast it overnight. You put it in that oven at 250. You put foil over the top of it. Cover it in your broth and stuff. Wake up the next morning to delicious smells. Oh. Pull that out of the oven. You can make eggs right there with it.
And, you know, the not the brine, but the Guinness and water mixture, mm-hmm. It just leaves such a nice, not overdone flavor to it. I mean, you get a nice zest to it, but it's...
Yeah, it's very moist. It's delicious. Yeah, so it really good. Is.
It's really about the cook down. You know, that's why you got to add the water to it. Because adding the water, if you don't put it in, then your beer just cooks down. The sugars in the beer over-caramelize and stuff like that. You get those burnt flavors.
Have you ever tried different beer besides Guinness?
We've fooled around and stuff like that, but
I would imagine too hoppy a beer would not be a good plan.
Yeah, exactly. The Guinness is just right. You know, it gives it that rich, dark, deep flavor that people enjoy.
You know, you guys are an Irish pub, so I assume you go through a lot of Guinness, but does the Guinness intake go up on St. Paddy's Day weekend just because people say, well, I've got to have Guinness, I've got to have stout?
It goes up tenfold.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I like the Samuel Smith's Imperial Stout myself.
Yeah. Yep, that's a good stout, too, absolutely.
All right, let's go back to the phones. 800-348-2551 is the number. 800-348-2551. Charles in Lee, Massachusetts. Charles.
Hey, how you doing, Ray?
Good.
Guys. Hey, listen, I got a question, a definition about corned beef and cabbage and boiled dinner. Is there a difference? I believe there is.
What's boiled dinner?
Boiled dinner, okay, I guess it is. Boiled dinner is a corned beef and cabbage dinner where the brisket is not corned.
Oh, okay.
I never see it in cookbooks, but my mother... Yep. You know, made it all the time. She made corned beef and cabbage, you know, around this time of year. But, you know, every 6-8 weeks, she made boiled dinner.
Yeah, right out of the crock pot.
That's got to be a little easier, right?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Right out of the crock pot, John said.
I guess. Okay, but it was very similar.
Yeah.
But anyways, I mean, it was, okay. So no one's ever heard of it, and I guess it was just the suburb of Boston that did it.
There you go. Well, that makes an interesting point. Thank you, Charles, for the call. So you, John, I assume have gone over across the pond and spent serious time over there?
Yep.
How do I put this? We have the stereotypes here of the Irish food and drink. What are we missing on this side of the pond that you see over there?
Well, you'd be hard-pressed to find corned beef and cabbage in over the pond, that's for sure.
Really?
That's more of an Irish-American.
What do they have over there?
Well, basically, majority is over there is a lot of good Irish stew, mutton and lamb, shepherd's pie, a lot of fish.
Yeah.
Very much a lot of fish over
there. Do you
guys
do a lot of fish at the pub?
We do. We do a lot of fish.
Fish and chips?
Fish and chips.
We have the fish and chips. We have the lemon garlic haddock.
Yeah.
We have the glazed salmon.
Get the glazed salmon in the Guinness sauce.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, it's delicious. Yep.
Number here is 800-348-2551. It's Food Friday, and we talk Irish food today with John Maloney and Greg Page of Katie O'Byrne's Irish Pub in Schenectady. And let's go over to Chris in Granby. Chris, you're on.
Hi. I'm from Granby, Mass., and we have a restaurant in Amherst. It's called The Harp. And back in the 90s, they made a dish called Ballyshannon Skink. It was a fish stew type of thing. And then the chef that made it went someplace else. Have you guys ever heard of that?
No.
No, I haven't heard of it. That sounds like a very traditional Irish dish, though, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was in a more or less of a clear broth as opposed to a creamy type of thing.
Yeah.
And they'd always serve it with a side of flatbread. It was really good.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah. Sounds very good.
Yeah.
No, actually, we haven't heard of it.
You haven't? Okay. And it's hard to find on the internet, too. When you get skink, you get all sorts of weird things.
Well, thank you, Chris. That's funny. You know, my grandmother was of German extraction, and she would make these things. And now, years later, I try to find them, and I can't find them.
Right. Yep.
Because every little area had a different name for these dishes.
Yep, absolutely. I think the different areas, people, how they cook their corned beef is all different in different places too, you know?
Yeah. I got to say, while we were on that last call, I tried the bangers and mash. The gravy is just divine. Again, explain to me how you make this gravy.
Well, the gravy is pretty basic. You're going to start with your roux. Your roux is just your equal portions of butter to flour. You're going to melt your butter, add your flour. What I like to do is take the flour and butter to a brown consistency. It has depth of flavor and things like that. And then after you get your roux right, then you can add your water or beef stock, most likely beef stock you'd add to that. And then let it thicken away, pour it over anything you want. French fries, bangers.
Yo,
goes great
fries
with the shepherd's pie.
Yeah, yeah, man. And this sausage is perfectly done, too. And this is boiled, right?
Well, yeah, we boil them. For the most part, what I like to do with the bangers, I like to boil them, and then I like to sear them at the end, give it a nice little crispiness.
Wow, that's really, really good. All right, back to the phones. Let's go to Doug in Albany. Doug, you're on.
Hey, JP, Greg, it's not Albany, it's Doug.
Hey, Doug, how are you?
How's it going?
How's it going, bud? I'm sitting right out in front of your place right now, getting ready to go to my usual every day.
Well, there you go. What are you, trying to get a free meal?
I listen to you guys and... Tell all your friends out there that I've had everything on the right and left side of the menu, and I've never had a bad meal here. This place is the bomb.
All right, Doug.
I just want to say hi to you fellas. You always treat me like a gentleman when I come in. The place is great.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
All right, now he's not related to you in any way, right?
No, Doug is like our Norm from Cheers.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Well, I hope Doug has a designated driver tonight.
Yes.
And that's let's go back to the phones. Amy in Northampton. Amy, you're on.
Hi, I just wanted to make a comment about Irish food in Ireland. I went there for the first and only time in 2015, and I don't eat red meat. And everywhere we went, it was super fish heavy. I am a pescatarian, and it was really wonderful. And that fish stew was ubiquitous. Every pub had it, and I appreciate it. I don't know what it is about Ireland. Maybe you fellas can comment, but they didn't have any shrimp anywhere, which is not my favorite. The fish stew was really rich with white fish and so on and so forth, and I really love that your menu has a lot of fish dishes on it. People don't think of that when they think of Irish food, but I was really in heaven there because it was fish everywhere we went.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you very much. We do a lot of fish on our menu. As I said before, fish is a big entrees in Ireland itself too.
Right now with Lent going on and stuff like that too, fish is just flying through our doors.
Yeah.
Well, Amy, thank you so much for the call. Our number here is 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. It's Food Friday, and we talk Irish food. You know, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. If you haven't checked the calendar, Katie O'Byrne's Irish Pub is in Schenectady. John and Greg are with Katie O'Byrne's Irish Pub. And let's go to Kristen in Saratoga. Kristen.
Hey. Well, I first of all want to say that I have been to the pub, and it's great. So nice. It's great to have you guys on.
Thank you very much.
So you were talking about how you like, Chef, how you like to do the low and slow on 250 roasting. I have what I hope is perfected, at least my family tells me. I do the flat cut in the crock pot overnight, and all I do is I throw in Guinness and Bailey's, and that's it.
Wow.
And I found that is the best, most, yeah.
Really?
Yep, a Bailey's and a can of Guinness, yep.
Wow.
And everybody loves it. It's so moist. But what else, like, can you talk a little bit more about roasting it and how long? And
well, yeah, roasting would be in a nice pan. You're gonna lay it in that. Like I said, you got to cover it in whatever kind of broth that you're gonna use, either beer or water or this. Most of the time, pickling spice is used with the corned beef. I add brown sugar, pickling spice, and the beer to mine, and then I top it off with water. The average time I like to do is about 12 hours on a roast with it, so low and slow. If you put it in at 9 o'clock, it comes out at 9 o'clock the next morning. Perfect.
Okay, I will give it a try. I've tried roasting it before, but certainly not low and slow. So
you can also do about you can do like 350 on it too. If you want to do 350, it takes about 5 hours. After the 5 hours, I'd take it right out and just let it sit and rest.
And so, how do you do the cabbage? Because what I've been doing is I've been using the juices from the crock pot. Mm-hmm. And I'll throw the cabbage in, you know, when there's maybe like, you know, an hour or 45 minutes left.
Yeah.
Is there any other way? How do you do the cabbage?
You can also, we're on a different kind of level of cooking. So the basic idea for me and what I do, I like to roast my cabbage. So
when we say you're on a different level, you mean volume?
Volume.
I got you. Okay, go ahead.
So like you said, you did a great job on putting it into the crock pot towards the end of it. And then you use it like that. But if you don't want to do that, you can put it in a pan, cover it up, throw it in the oven for about 45 minutes, and then have it a nice roasted cabbage. What you can do, you can put some butter, salt, pepper, a little bit of liquid, whatever you want to put. You can put Guinness in there. You can put water in there, chicken stock, whatever.
Oh, that sounds great. Well, thank you so much. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Kristen.
Thank
good
you.
Luck with your corned beef. Our number here is 800-348-2551. Have you ever heard of that, putting bay leaves in with a
no.
corned beef?
Bay leaves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I thought she said bay leaves.
Oh, Bailey.
No, bay leaves?
No,
oh.
I've never.
Our call screener says bay leaves. I thought she said Bailey's.
Yeah, so Bailey's. Well, in the pickling spice, you already have the Bailey's and the pickling spice. So what she's missing is just the rest of the pickling spice itself.
Yeah, because I don't think Bailey's would
no,
be
No, that
the
would
best
make it a little
plant.
Sweet.
Yeah, that would not.
Yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
Take a break here. John Maloney is here and Greg Page from Katie O'Byrne's Irish Pub in Schenectady. The number is 800-348-2551. It's Vox Pop Food Friday, and we'll be back. Fox Pop on WAMC Food Friday. Ray Graff here. Numbers 800-348-2551. That's a good beverage, John Maloney.
Yeah.
That's a very...
It's a big seller there.
I love the ginger beer just on its own.
Yeah, it's delicious.
I never thought to add the Jameson.
Yeah.
You know? That's all right. Not bad.
Yeah, it gives a little ring to it.
All right, a few emails here, and then we'll get back to the phones. This one is from our, a Hall of Famer on this program, Deanna Fox. Boiled dinner is the subject heading. Also has potatoes. And she says it's a thing, and she would know. All right.
Yep.
Thank you, Deanna Fox. This one is from Tana in Cooperstown. Subject, New England boiled dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the man who called in about his mother making a boiled dinner was referring to New England boiled dinner, a classic. You either use corned beef or brisket with cabbage, carrots, potatoes, onions. It's heavenly.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds pretty easy. You just throw it in the pot, right?
All in a pot. Let it sit.
That's underachieving in New England. Put some work in on it. All right. This one is from Bob in the Berkshires. Irish seafood stew is the subject heading. One of my favorite memories of my recent Ireland trip was the seafood chowders. The first one I had was the best I'd ever had, and each one after that was even better. Do you have plans to add seafood chowder to your menu? And if you do, I'll gladly make the trip over the mountain to enjoy it. And that's from Bob in the Berkshires.
We've been talking about chowders and adding chowders to ours, but we've gone from the untraditional route, and we wanted to start making corned beef chowder.
Corned beef chowder?
Yeah. Corned beef chowder.
Is that sacrilege, John Maloney?
Well, maybe a little bit, but he does a heck of a job with it, though, I'll tell you that.
All right, fair enough. This one is from Gina. Subject, sticky pudding. I hope I can read this out. Okay, making for cookbook club. Can I substitute something for treacle, and how should I do a whiskey sauce? And happy St. Patrick's Day. That's from Gina. So sticky pudding, can you substitute the treacle, and how do you do a whiskey sauce?
I'm not sure about the treacle, but for a nice whiskey sauce, what you want to do is just take the whiskey, probably want to hit it with a little bit of water, just so during the cooking process of cooking down, you don't lose everything. And then I would just put some brown sugar in until it glazes up.
All right. Sticky pudding, what is it?
It sounds like a...
Oh, you don't even know?
No, I don't know what it is.
All right, well, again, that might be one thing you don't want to Google.
Right.
This one is from Barbara. And Barbara writes, how do I cook my flat-cut corned beef?
The flat-cut, for the most part, to cook any part of the corned beef, they're all tough in the same way. It's really just about low and slow with it. The longer you cook it, the better it comes out and makes it nice and tender.
Now, like, you had mentioned on the previous caller, you can do it at 350 for a shorter time, but it can't tender up as quickly, can it?
It gets tender. It gets tender, yeah. It gets tender just as if you were to do it low and slow. But the whole difference is the moisture, the amount of moisture that stays inside the brisket. Like, it's just so mouthwateringly delicious.
How many pounds will you do at one time? I know you said you went through 1,000 pounds in the last X number of days, but when you start the day, how many pounds are you going to do?
During the daytime, I'll put in about eight pieces.
5 pounds each, something like that?
Another 10 pounds each.
Okay.
So that's about 80 pounds we do a day.
That's a lot.
I don't use that day. I use yesterday's cook the day after.
Right.
So it settles up and I'm able to cut my portions and stuff out of that.
That's good. Can you get a corned beef sandwich too?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
We have multiple corned beef style sandwiches, from the Reuben to the mixed grill.
Yeah.
Our
Reuben is our biggest seller.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'll tell you, the corned beef hash, since I've been a little kid, that's always one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
So that's on my menu. Let's go back to the phones now. We'll go to Chris in Niskayuna. Chris.
Hi, how you guys doing? I just had a question to start my St. Patrick's Day weekend here. I was wondering if anybody knew the significance of the toucan related to the Guinness beer.
Oh, I think that's been their mascot since the stout originated at St. James Gate in Dublin. I'm not quite absolutely sure what the meaning of it is, but the toucan has always been the mascot.
You know,
of
I always
beer.
Wondered about that too. I saw some very old posters the other day, and I said, well, "What's the deal with that?"
Yeah, it's always been like that. Yeah.
You know, Chris, somebody will know. Someone who is listening will know and call us. I guarantee you.
Absolutely.
All right, I'll wait for them.
Thanks, Chris. I hope we don't run out of time. Let's go over to Paul in Hinsdale. Paul, you're on.
Hey, Ray, guys, real quick one. And I've struggled with this every year. What end or what dimension do you cut your brisket from? The grain or against the grain?
Ah, that old question. Good one.
I like to cut it against the grain.
Why?
Especially when I get my dinner portions and stuff like that. I don't want to cut it the other way because then you'll just get all that like little flaky meat to where it holds itself better if you cut it against the grain.
All right. Follow-up. What about after it's been fridged for a couple of days?
Good question again, Paul.
Fridge after a couple of days. It's going to still have the same reaction. It holds up a little bit better because of the fats inside the meat. They re-solidify, so it makes it easier for you to make your cut.
All right. Well,
Go on.
Thanks very much. I'm the head of household. I got to cut the meat, but my wife's the one that throws it on the platter.
All right, Paul. Well, thank you for the call. Number's 800-348-2551. It's Food Friday. John Maloney, who is the owner of Katie O'Byrne's Irish Pub in Schenectady, and Chef Greg Page from Katie O'Byrne's. So you cut it against the grain.
Against the grain.
But if you're making your corned beef hash, you go with the grain, right?
I just chop it up.
So you
chop it up, throw it all together, and it's delicious.
All right, over to, let's see, James and Hudson. James, you're on.
Okay, yeah, you started to clear this up, but the corned beef and cabbage is actually an American adaptation because in Ireland, they couldn't afford beef. Most of the beef was for export. I mean, my family still has a beef and dairy farm over there. And so they couldn't get pork. I mean, yeah, they couldn't get pork because they lived near the Jewish ghettos, because the Irish ghettos were next door. So they got, so they adapted and they used corned beef because they could get that from their neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
So, so that's why you almost never see it over there unless they're making it for an American audience.
Right, exactly. So, exactly. Yep.
That is the story.
All right. Well, thanks, James.
Okay. Move on. Thanks.
Appreciate the call. It's 800-348-2551. 800-348-2551. Let's go to John in Hyde Park. John, you're on.
Hey, Ray. It's John Fisher. How are you?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Just dandy.
Congrats on the kudos to your brewery.
Thank you, sir. It's not bad being named the best brewery in New York State.
Not bad, dude. Well, what's up?
So I have a question. I was in Ireland a couple of years ago, and out of curiosity, I ordered for dessert an Irish moss pudding, and I was really interested to see what came out. And it was actually just like a panna cotta, and all they did was use Irish moss, which is a seaweed, as the stabilizer instead of gelatin. So I was wondering if these guys have ever used Irish moss to make something like a panna cotta dessert.
Do you ever just dredge the, the mohawk and just get some, no?
No, not lately. No,
okay. I remember it working.
Yeah. No. No, we haven't got to that extent yet, be honest with you.
Have you ever had that when you were over there, John?
No, I'd never had it, no, no.
John Fisher, I mean, wouldn't you be a little leery about ordering something that said moss?
I was. That's exactly why I ordered it. You know, culinary curiosity, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And it ended up being great. And what I realized after I thought about it a little bit is that you could actually make panna cotta for a vegetarian who eats dairy but doesn't eat meat because gelatin comes from, animals.
Yeah, yeah, yep.
Yeah. So, and I swear to God, it was exactly like a delicious panna cotta. And, there was nothing mossy about it. I'll put it that way.
All right, fair enough. So you guys will take notes on this one, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
And maybe in the far future, you'll see that over there.
Yes.
Hey, John, once again, congratulations. So you guys got cash award, too, right?
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah? All right.
No, there's no cash. Right. It's just
good beer.
Just
good beer.
Well, the gold medals are not made of gold, I'll put it that way.
Rats. Well, John, we'll talk to you soon, man. Thanks for the call.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
John Fisher here. Nice little guest spot on the show. Mark in Amherst. Mark, you're on.
Thanks for taking my call. Love your show.
Thanks.
For the spicy lovers and the leftovers for the corned beef hash, I pickle my own peppers. I got some poblanos and some red chilies, and I throw those diced up into a corned beef hash, and it is just the best breakfast of the year. It is
sounds
literally
delicious.
My favorite breakfast of the year. So
that does sound delicious.
I just want to throw that out there.
I'm not recommending you do that with the kegs and eggs
because that
would only add another dimension of trouble. Great idea, though, Mark. Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. You know, my grandmother used to cook, and again, she was her parents were German.
Right.
She was born on a boat outside of Brooklyn, my grandmother was. And she would make corned beef, too.
Right.
But she would make it with, like, a warm cream horseradish sauce. Is that a thing, or is that an Irish thing?
I don't know. We've never had it like that.
It was very mild horseradish sauce, like cream.
Right.
We have a certain sandwich that we do that with.
Yeah,
that's our corned beef grill. So we'll put corned beef grill. That's our corned beef with caramelized onions. We'll put cheddar cheese with that.
Ooh.
With that mayo on it.
Well,
horseradish mayo.
Hey, horseradish mayo, yeah. Yep.
That's one of our top sellers right there, too.
Number here is 800-348-2551. Chef Greg Page and owner John Maloney of Katie O'Byrne's Irish Pub in Schenectady are taking time out from what must be feverish preparations for this weekend, it being St. Paddy's Day on Sunday. We go over to Rich in Schenectady. Rich.
Yeah, hi. My mother made pot roast all the time. And her mother was born in Ireland and raised there. And I like a bottom round pot roast. And every Sunday we'd have it and any kind of special day. Is that really Irish?
Is that really Irish? That could be a game show, by
the way. That could be. I'm not quite sure, but we do a homemade pot roast dinner
it's Wednesday.
Wednesday night with mashed potatoes and fresh vegetables, and it's a huge seller. It's absolutely delicious.
I'll see you on Wednesday night.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, Rich. Over to Sandy in Belchertown. Sandy, you're on.
Hi. You guys were talking about boiled dinners. My mom used to make, she called it a boiled dinner, and she used to use a daisy ham.
Mmm. Oh, wow. Yeah, that'll work. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it was, you know, because for them it was the corned beef was too salty. So yep. They just used a daisy ham, you know, with the potatoes and the cabbage and the carrots and stuff.
Mm. Well, I know growing up, when I was growing up coming from an Irish family, everything we had to dinner was boiled. So no
did that get annoying after a while?
Yes. Yeah. I had some type of potato and it was always boiled.
Well, Sandy, thank you very much for the call.
All right, take care.
Have a good weekend. Our number here is 800-348-2551. It's Food Friday, 800-348-2551. So everything you had growing up was boiled?
Everything was boiled.
Mom didn't say, hey, let's fry something up here?
No. It was boiled.
Were you begging for it at times?
Yes.
Hey, fry this one, Mom.
Yeah, and some type of potato, that's for sure.
Let's go over to Shelley in Cornwall. Shelley, you're on.
Yes, hi. I've made corned beef 100 different ways, and people talk about doing it in the slow cooker, and I've always found that to come out, like, it just didn't have the flavor. It, like, lost the flavor. It was tender, but it had no flavor. And now I've kind of resorted to the pressure cooker, and I think that comes out the best. What's your thoughts?
Greg Page. Hello. You're drifting off there, young man.
I'm listening. Right. It's really difference of opinion. You know what I mean? For the pressure cooker, it's great. It's awesome. You know, it's less time. You're not waiting as long, things like that. The crock pot, it's great. You put it in that morning. You get home later on that night. You're ready to eat, things like that. Or the oven, you know. But it's all definitely opinion on how it comes out and things like that.
Yeah, because it's that flavor. It seemed to have lost the flavor in the slow cooker. That's the only reason I switched to the pressure cooker.
Mm-hmm.
But and the Guinness, could that go in the pressure cooker? I was kind of wondering.
I wonder, would it explode? Oh, that's a good point.
You're great. You can put the Guinness up. You can put the Guinness in there. You can put everything in there, even the kitchen sink if you want to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thanks, Shelley.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Have a good weekend. I bought my wife one of those Instapots for Christmas. Pretty good. Oh yeah, she did a roast dinner the last weekend, and it came out perfectly.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you could do corned beef in it. I'm not sure. No, you're shaking.
Why
your head?
Not? You can do it anything you want, as long as you keep the temperature up and things like that.
Do you have one at home?
A pressure cooker?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
No.
No.
So most chefs are like, it's for you, you novices.
A lot more people are getting into it though. They're enjoying it. They're enjoying the time lapse. It's not waiting as long, you know. You're eating a lot faster.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the phones here. And Donna in Galway. Donna, you're on.
Hi. Thanks so much for the program. And my question may have already been answered.
Oh, let's answer it again.
Good. That sounds like a plan. It is the idea of roasting the corned beef.
Yeah. Well, I think Greg Page is a proponent of that idea.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, roasting it. Roasting is the best way to do it. I believe so.
Okay. And can you share your technique?
My technique, like I've been telling the viewers, what you want to do, you lay the, like I use a brisket cut. So I'll take the brisket, I'll lay the brisket in the pan. After I lay the brisket in the pan, I'll add my spices, the pickling spice. I'll add my brown sugar to that. And then after that, I'll dilute them with my broth that I use. First, I'll put my beer into it and I'll kind of somewhat cover it. And then I'll top it off with water. So during the cooking process, while the water is evaporating, by the time the corned beef is done, all the water should be gone, but you're left with that beer broth to be able to utilize again.
What would you use it for?
Oh, lovely.
For like what we do, how we rewarm up our corned beef dinners and stuff, we'll put a pot of, we call it au jus.
Yeah.
It's our corned beef au jus that we put on. So we'll dip our potatoes, our carrots, and our corned beef back into that with our cabbage.
Oh, boy.
Just before service. Then we put a little ladle of broth right in with it.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Served with the homemade soda bread.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Donna.
What goes through my mind is also roasting the vegetables.
Roasted vegetables are delicious.
Whether with the corned beef or by themselves.
You could do it with the corned beef if you want to, but my recommendation isn't because of the time that the corned beef takes to cook. All the vegetables will cook within the first hour, so the last 4 hours they'll just be overcooking.
Yeah.
So even if you want to add them towards the end or cook them separately in a separate pot to add to your dinner.
Okay, and what temperature do you recommend?
Depends if you're doing it overnight or if you're going to do it in a few hours, things like that. I cook an average of 10-pound briskets at a time. So on a 10-pound brisket, okay. I'll cook that for about 4.5 to 5 hours at 350. Or you can do it overnight for about 12 hours at 250.
Great. Oh, thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Anytime. Donna, have a great weekend. Enjoy yourself. All right. So Katie O'Byrne's Irish Pub in Schenectady, New York is located where?
It's located on the corner of State and Erie Boulevard, right next to the Amtrak station.
Oh, you're right over there, and then you get the spillover of the drunks from the casino,
we get
right?
The casino, too, yes. Oh, a lot of them, yep. Oh,
that's a fun place to be. Mm-hmm. I'll have to stop over on my next casino trip.
Absolutely.
How much beer do you think you guys will go through in the next weekend?
Oh, my God. It's a huge amount.
Really?
A huge amount, yes. Well, tomorrow we have two beer trucks out in the parking lot.
Oh, boy.
Huge tent and a couple bands.
All right.
And then, of course, inside, so it's big time.
Well, I assume, Greg, you will not get any sleep for the next 48 hours or so.
Oh, most likely not. Between kegs and eggs tomorrow morning, things like that.
And if you're making your own bread, what do you got to get up at 4 a.m. to do that?
Yeah, we
might as well not
early.
Go to sleep.
Yeah, yeah. And yep, we do a lot of production there with breads and things like that. So,
well, how do people?
But it's all fresh.
How do people find out on the web about you guys? You guys have a website?
We have a website, katieoburnspub.com, and also our Facebook page.
Which is just Katie O'Byrne.
Just Katie O'Byrne, yes. Yep.
Well, it was a lot of fun having you guys here. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, John Maloney, and to you, Greg Page.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you guys.
Support comes from Rolling Rock Farm Salt and Seasoning, Sheffield, Massachusetts. Handcrafted in small batches, infused sea salts, peppers, and blends. Specializing in garlic and hot pepper blends. RollingRockSalt.com. River Valley Co-op, Northampton, Massachusetts, a food co-op featuring fresh local foods, a deli department with made-to-order sandwiches, a soup and salad bar, and a bakery, rivervalley.coop. South Egremont Spirit Shop, located in the southwest corner of the Berkshires, specializing in curated small production wines and regional handcrafted spirits and beer, real wine for the people, southegremontspirits.com. And Troy Waterfront Farmers Market, over 80 local farms and food vendors every Saturday, 9 to 2, live music with Loosely Wound String Band this Saturday, Winter Indoor Market in the Atrium, troymarket.org. Thanks again to John Maloney and Greg Page of Katie O'Byrne's for being here today. Thank you for listening and for the great calls. Thanks to Zach Malloy. Zach, there's Irish food over here. You may want to come in. Thanks to Barb King, who took the calls. Our producer is Jim Lavoulis. I'm Ray Graff. Have a safe weekend. If you're going to drink, get a designated driver. Be back on Monday at 2. Alan will be here for Medical Monday. Stand by for news.